Well, good evening, everybody. How y'all doing? Good to see everybody tuning in. So thank you, Pastor Dave and Pastor Ken and everybody that's here helping out doing this. Well, this is our last church service before the end of the year. Praise God. And that's the end of 2020. Praise God. If you ain't seen nothing yet, wait till 2021 rolls around. Oh, boy. It's going to be a good time. Well, it's definitely been an interesting year, that's for sure. Lots of different things. If you would have told me last year this time that we'd be going through all this, I would have laughed at you. But boy, it's been crazy. But the cool thing is how God still worked through this pandemic and through all the crazy that went on. And I'm thankful for God and the way He moved and the things that He's done. And yeah, it was stressful on times, but you know what? He's still there to bless us, and He took care of us. And you know, our family was greatly blessed this year. And it was definitely an interesting time, but we're thankful for the learning and the experiences for sure. Well, tonight we're going to be talking about dealing with life a little bit and closing off 2020, going into 2021. And tonight I want to give you a little encouragement. I want to encourage you to keep on going. Last little while, I've had conversations with different people, and you know, they haven't been too impressed with the lockdowns and all those things. And you know, some people just feel like giving up, and they don't know what to do anymore, and they just feel kind of stressed out and stuff like that. But you know what? I want to tell you that you need to keep on going. If you got your Bibles, turn over to Philippians chapter 3, verse 13, and I'm going to read from the New Living Translation. This will be probably one of our main texts tonight, and it says, "No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead." And so, you know, we can apply that to our lives, and it's very interesting. You know, like, we need to be continually moving forward. And it can be a very exciting thing moving forward, or sometimes it can be scary for some people. A lot of people don't like change. Sometimes people don't like transition. They don't like the difference, you know, different things happening. My parents have a dog, or well, actually they have several dogs, but one dog's name is Riker. And if you meet Riker, Riker has quite the personality. Riker is a husky greyhound cross with a deer. He's a huge looking animal, and he's super tall. But this dog, he does not like change. If everything is the same, everything is normal, and there's no change, he is absolutely perfect. I mean, he'll come and love you, and but as soon as something changes, something different, oh my goodness, it sounds like he's going to eat you alive. He's harmless, but he's not a good one with change. His growl is worse than his bite, for sure. And, you know, it kind of got me thinking how some people don't handle change that well. And this dog, he does not handle change that well at all. And so, therefore, you know, there's different things that we have to do to make sure that we're moving ahead. We got to make sure that we're lining up with the Word of God. I heard a quote one time, and it stated, "If you're not advancing, you're retreating." You know? So it's important that we keep moving forward. The natural way of things is progression. You know? You want to see things grow. You want to see things develop. You want to see increase take place. Plants grow, you know? Bank accounts are supposed to grow, praise God. You know, things are supposed to grow. People grow. Children get taller. Some adults get wider, especially around this time of year. Too much cheese or meat or turkey, sweets, all those good things. Amen. Well, if you're not moving forward, you're standing still and you get stagnant. And you're there like sitting ducks. Well, we need to be moving. It may seem like everything is okay, but the truth is it's really not okay when we're just standing still because nothing is happening. Now, when we're heading into this new year and getting out of this crazy year, you know, pretty well everybody on the planet has been affected some way or somehow. Some others greater than others. Some people's lost their jobs. Some people's lost their business. Some people has been stressed out. People have gotten sick, lost some loved ones. You know, our family's been affected. We've lost some loved ones along the way, not due to COVID, but through other sickness and illness and whatnot. You had different challenges for sure. Even with the children faced some big challenges earlier. I guess back in the beginning of this, you know, the whole homeschool fiasco and whatnot. You know, the kids, the isolation, not being able to see their friends. And so it was a lot of stress, a lot of strain on the children. Not to mention when the world ran out of toilet paper. That was a scary one. That was like the biggest scare of them all, I think, when we ran out of toilet paper. But, you know, there has been a lot of changes. But here's the thing, is that even though all this, we need to remember that no matter what's happening around us, we need to keep going. And our attitude will affect our outcome and on how we engage ourselves into all these changes that's happening. So some keys here that I want to give you tonight about moving forward, you know, things that we need to remember and things that's going to help us for sure to get forward to or to keep moving forward and to make sure that we're, you know, we're doing what we're supposed to be doing. First off, we need to learn to forgive. We can't be in bondage to our hurts and our resentments and our grudges. A lot of times we are held back by unforgiveness in our own lives. It's very easy to be in unforgiveness when you've been hurt or when something happens and you just don't want to get over it. Psychologist says that holding on to unforgiveness keeps us in chains and letting go frees us to move forward. And the Word of God tells us the same thing as well. Look at Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31 to 32. Let's just look at this for a second here in the King James Version. And it says, "Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you." You know, we need to put away all those things because that's a big hindrance to us moving forward. Let me ask you a question. You ever been hurt? You ever been let down by somebody that you was a friend or a family member? Someone close to you kind of let you down? Well, it's easy to feel upset. It's easy to fall into unforgiveness. I heard one person say one time, that they'll never be able to forgive this certain person. Well, that's very dangerous. You don't want to fall into that trap. It's very dangerous when you fall into unforgiveness. When we hold on to unforgiveness, it's like dropping an anchor over the side of your life. It holds you down, it holds you in place, and it stops you from going to where you need to be going. It's a big weight. And it's going to stay there until you do something about it. You got to get rid of it. You got to cut it out. You got to change the way that you think. You got to change the way that you feel. Because here's the thing, unforgiveness, it's one of those things is that you don't forgive by the feeling, by the emotion. You forgive by faith. And that's not always easy to do. You always don't feel like you're forgiving somebody. You always don't feel like you forgave somebody. You always don't feel like, you know, letting things go. But see, when you do it in faith, you know, the emotion still might be there, the hurt, the pain, whatever you went through, the disappointment. But when you do it by faith, well, then God's doing the work. And things are going to change. Amen? Forgiveness is definitely a faith step, and it's not an emotion. You don't always feel like it, but you have to believe that you're doing it. Forgiveness is a very powerful thing, and it can completely change your life. When you walk in forgiveness, you can be free. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." You see, God gave. Now, are we deserving? No. We're not deserving of that great love, but God forgave our sins. When Jesus died on that cross, when he sent his Son, we just celebrated Christmas. You know, we just celebrated the birth of Christ. And when that baby came to this earth, that was the perfect plan of redemption coming into action. We were seeing things starting to manifest when this took place. And that in Easter time, when we celebrate that in a few months' time, we're celebrating his death, burial, and his resurrection. And that when salvation became available to us, you see, we no longer have to be bound by sin. We no longer have to be bound by unforgiveness. We can be set free, amen? You know, we've something to get excited about tonight. Second key for us to be moving forward is we need to learn to forget. Well, my wife tells me all the time, I have selective hearing or I got selective forgetting. Certain things she tells me and it's in one ear or the other. I'm sorry. I think a lot of men suffer from that sometimes. You know, oh, I forgot to do that. Am I right? Yeah, some of us definitely struggle with that. I know our children, they have a good forgetter, that's for sure. But many are held back by bitter past or even by the good old days, comparing to what things used to, remember what things used to be like before we had to wear masks? Oh, the good old days. Before we had to use 17 gallons of hand sanitizer everywhere we went? Oh, the good old days. You know, they can't seem to get over crossing the bridge and to leave everything behind that happened in the past, good or bad. But let me tell you something. You can't carry that baggage of the past and move effectively ahead because you're always got one foot or one hand or part of you still in the past. Now, we can learn from our experiences and the things that happen, but we don't dwell there. What happened in the past happened in the past. The Scripture says, old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And so we need to realize that we can't change what happened in the past if it's something bad, even if it's something good. And we have to be careful in how it affects our present, where we are right now, and also how it navigates us through our future. There's times in our lives, and I know, and even myself, I'm speaking from experience here. I've been hurt, and I've held on to things, and I know I shouldn't have done it, and it's affected me greatly. You know, there's different things, different actions, different things that's taken place. And you know, when you hold on to it and you keep dwelling on it, it's like, you know, you get yourself all built up, get yourself all angry and all worked up about stuff. Well, that's no good. You can't change the past. And why are you allowing those situations to control you anyhow? I don't know. Philippians 3:13 in the King James. It says, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto the things which are before." Now, the Bible tells us all types of things that's in store for us. There's so many benefits, so many good things that God has in store for me and you. I'm telling you, God's got some great stuff in store. But if we keep, you know, holding ourselves back and keep focusing on, you know, the past, or keep focusing on the negative, or keep stressing out about stuff, or, you know, holding on, we're going to miss out on what God has for us. And some of us, you know, God's got a lot of things in store for each and every one of us, but some of us, we just want to hold on to that garbage. Well, we need to get rid of it. We need to get rid of it. Like it says in Philippians there, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. So what's before you? What do you want before you? Well, what does Scripture tell us that God has for me and you? He talks about blessings. He talks about prosperity. He talks about divine health and healing. And relationships. There's all types of things that God has for me and you. And the way we receive it is on how we handle life right now. You see, we got to be meditating on the Word of God. We got to get into the Word of God and see what it says, and see what belongs to us. It's no good for us to, you know, just kind of be, oh yeah, that's nice. But we actually got to see what the Word says. We actually have to have an understanding of what belongs to me and you. You see, Scripture tells us we are the righteousness of God in Christ. And with that righteousness becomes many, many benefits. We have power in our prayer. We reign as kings in life. We are adopted as His own children, so we have equal rights that what Jesus has. We are shareholders with Christ. You know, we have those great benefits that belongs to me and you. So we need to forget about the things that are holding us back. And sometimes that's not very easy, especially when it's something that you've dealt with for a while. You might have been hurt. There might have been a situation that might have really brought you down. Let me tell you something. You don't have to hold on to that garbage no more. You don't have to sit there anymore and just put up with that. The devil's going to have a heyday with you and try and mess with you, try and get you off track. Mm-mm. You have to know who you are in Christ. See, we're going into a new year. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. At the strike of midnight on the 31st, when we go into January 1st, is the whole world going to go back to normal? Probably not. But let me tell you something. We're still going to face trials. We're still going to face situations. We're still going to have issues. But we do not have to let it control us, our fear, our anxiety, our unforgiveness. All those things, it does not have to control us. We can be set free. We can allow ourselves to have freedom. Amen? Woohoo! Get excited. Look forward to what is ahead for you. I'm going to put a challenge out there for you guys to do. Is to grab a sheet of paper or whatever and write down things that you want to accomplish this year. A few months ago, or actually probably longer than that, probably a year or so ago, we done a vision board in one of our leadership meetings, and Miss Anita orchestrated that, and it was one thing, she had us all get these big sheets, and she had all these stacks of magazines, and had us go through the magazines and cut out things that we desired or we wanted, or, you know, a vision board. Well, a few weeks ago, I still got my vision board actually by my desk in my office, and a few weeks ago, I actually sat down and looked at my vision board. And, you know, about 98% of the things I had on my vision board within the last year and a half, it showed up. The things just took place. And I was like, whoa, wait a minute. What? And every time I come into the office, I'd see this. I'd look at it. And every time, you know, I go into the office, it's right there by my chair, and I'd look at it. You know, just, but it's something that was set before me. And every now and then, I'd say, thank you, Lord, for great vision. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings and the things you have. And I'm telling you, the things that God does, it's amazing. So I'm going to challenge you to sit down, get a piece of paper, and write down what you're looking forward to this year. Instead of being like, well, you know, we're going to have another lockdown, we're going to have isolation, we're going to have this, we're going to have that. There's going to be more crazy pandemic stuff, and then the government's going to do this, and all this is going to... Well, don't be so negative about it. Look forward to the future. Let me tell you something. You know, this year, me and my family, we spent more time together because we were forced to. but it brought us closer together as a family. I mean, we spent lots of time with the kids. You know, our family grew. We had the baby Allie, and, you know, she's such a blessing. My parents moved up from Southern Ontario, and it was great to be spending time with them when we can. You know? And just being able to get out and do our family activities, going out and boat on the lake the summer and having fun. In the wintertime now, we're on our snow machines and the kids are having fun. They're skating, playing hockey, sliding. You know, we're doing all these fun activities, sitting around and playing board games and different games like that with the kids, watching movies together, talking, doing arts and crafts. It's just wonderful. You know, and it's something that I'm really thankful for because it kind of gave us a hard reset to be able to refocus on things, on what's important, spending time with family. And even with God, I've spent more time with God this year than I think I have in my whole entire life. Because you can't spend time with no one else. Talking with Him when I'm out around, or reading different books, or different things, doing different studies, and, you know, really studying different things. It's so good. So, what's ahead of you? What are you expecting out of this year? New job? Promotion at your work? Getting great new relationships, spending more family quality time together, maybe education. You know, what are you looking forward to? I'm looking forward to when we can all come back to church as well again with everybody instead of just talking to a camera. But we actually get to see everyone's smiling faces. I'm excited for that. We can all get to hang out again. Look forward with a positive attitude and act like the Word of God is true. That's something that we need to be doing. We need to be making sure that we're looking forward with a positive attitude. Not going to lie, when this first started, I didn't have a very good attitude towards all this lockdown, you know, shenanigans that's going on. But, you know, when you change your attitude and then you start focusing on God, well, God will turn a situation around for you. He'll help you. He'll guide you through different things to navigate through this crazy, that's for sure. And act like the Word of God is true. Well, it is true. We do it by faith. We believe it by faith. It's not always the way that we expect it to work out, but it works out. You know, God's got some crazy plans. Today, we were out doing some work, and I was talking to my father, and we were on the highway rescuing somebody who was stuck in a ditch, our camera guy. And sorry, Blake. And so we were actually driving in along some properties that a year ago, we were looking at, and, you know, because my parents were looking for a property to buy to move up here, and they're, you know, looking at different things, and we drove along by a property, or actually several properties that we had looked at last year this time, And the funny thing is that, you know, as much last year, we were so excited and looking at these things, and we thought it was great, huge acreage, all this stuff. But little did we know that that wasn't necessarily what God had planned, because there was a much better property that was waiting for him in a completely different location. But it was so much better. And when we drove by today, I looked at my dad, and I said, you know what? This other place here that we just drove by, it would have been 10 times the amount of work to do what had to have been done to get it ready. You know? You see, and how the Lord works. We don't always understand. But see, when we're patient, and when we allow him to do what he needs to do, you know what? He makes sure that we are blessed and that we are well taken care of. Amen? And see, you got to have that positive attitude. Is that, you know what, instead of getting stressed out, God, why is this not happening? Why is this happening like this? Why is this going on? Why am I going through this? You know what, just start thanking him. Thank him that the situation's taken care of. Thank him that you've got the property that you need. Thank him that you got the finances that you need. Thank him that you got the job that you need. Thank him that, you know, you got whatever you need. Scripture tells us that he's going to supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Amen. You think about the place where he lives. The streets are paved with gold. He's not too worried about a mortgage payment, or he's not too worried about, you know, a car payment or anything of the sort. He's got you. One of my most favorite passages of Scripture, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then all these things shall be added unto you. So if you want all these things added unto you, you go after the things of God. You seek first the kingdom of God. See what he has in store for you. See what he wants you to do. He's got a plan. He's got a purpose. We've all got a ministry. Amen? Now, the third key I want to get to is that we need to learn to walk by faith and not by sight. Meaning we walk by principle, not by circumstances, nor emotions. We have to faith it. We got to faith it is what we have to do. Hebrews 10, 38, 39. Now the just shall live by faith, it tells us. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them who believe to the saving of our soul. But I like that first part. Now the just shall live by faith. How many just people we got watching online or in this room? We got a few. Praise God. Pastor Ken's over there sitting on a camera as well. He's a just man, most of the time, if you ask Miss Cindy. But we walk, in 2 Corinthians 5, 7 tells us, for we walk by faith, not by sight. This pandemic, man, it was so easy to be walking by faith. Not sure in what to do, not sure in where to go, who to trust, who to talk to, what to follow online, you know. Oh, it was just nuts. I remember when this first happened, we were here. And we were working on the building when this first things happened, and they were talking about shutting things down. And we were having a conversation with one of the young adults here, and we were saying, ah, it's only going to last about 2 weeks, and then everything will be back to normal. Well, it's been the longest 2 weeks ever. It's been a very long 2 weeks, you know? But here we go. But we walk by faith, not by sight. And there was times there, I think every one of us has gone through the different emotions. But the beauty of this is that we don't have to be led by our emotions, but we are led by what the Word of God says. And then we believe it, and then guess what happens when we believe it? We get it. So that means you have to faith it. Not sure what's going on? Throw a little faith on it. Stressing out about life? Faith it. You know? That's what we need to do. We need to faith it. Everyone say it. One, two, three. Faith it. Here we go. I hear you. Now, faith... The faith life is not an option for us believers. It needs to be a part of our everyday lifestyle. Walking in faith means we obey independent of how we feel. So we need to make sure that we are not dictating and believing based on our emotions. And a lot of times we fall into the trap of that many, many times. I'm guilty of that. Is that you based your what you're believing based on how you feel. But we're not supposed to go by how we feel. We go by on what the Word of God says. So when we're moving forward then, in order for us to continue moving forward, we might not feel like moving forward, but we believe we're moving forward. We trust in God that we're moving forward, and guess what? We're moving forward. We must always ask ourselves, what does God's Word say about the situation? And then we need to act according to what the Word of God says. So think about the mountain you're facing in your life right now, or the situation you're going through. Well, all you got to do, instead of you trying to figure it out, let God take control. Let God help you and guide you through that scenario on what needs to be done. Amen? We walk by faith, not by sight. Yes, this has most definitely been a different year. And most definitely, it is so easy to live by your emotions, to be stressed out about in the lines at Walmart trying to get some toothpaste, you know, trying to find some toilet paper a few months ago. Praise God, there's lots of that now. Trying to find some hand sanitizer, wearing those masks. You know what? I'm actually thankful for the mask right now, because when it's cold outside, it's kind of nice to have one of those on when you're walking, you know? And we need to make sure that we are not being dictated by emotions. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. The Lord knows the plans He has for us. So let me tell you something. He's not up in heaven ready to fall off the throne because there's all these crazy things happening. Because the world's in this thing called a pandemic. God's not up there like, what am I going to do? You know, no, God's not up there. God is up there is like, okay, put your trust in me. I got this. And no matter what situation it might be that you're facing, you have to faith it. You have to put your trust in God because He's got me and you. Sometimes it's not the easiest thing to do. When you're in the heat of the battle and things are just not going right, you have to faith it. And I have to remind myself of this constantly. That I have to faith it. Now, to be honest, I am excited about this upcoming year. Well, let me tell you this. 2020, we definitely faced some crazy stuff. We faced a lot of interesting things. But God still blessed my family. God still protected us. God looked after us. We've seen many, many blessings in those people around us. We've seen blessings. We did face our share of turmoil, for sure. Those times that I would feel overwhelmed, kind of wishing this whole thing was over. There was actually times when I actually cried because I just didn't know what to do. I just felt so overwhelmed. But I remember one time I was having one of my moments, and I said, God, I need you right now more than any other thing. I need you. And it was just this overwhelming peace that just came. It just flooded. And so then I started to realize, and I started praising God, and I started realizing a little bit here, is that God is still on the throne. God still loves me. And God's still going to guide me and still going to help me and still going to be right there with me no matter what's going on. The situation might seem a little tough, but when you got God with you, you're going to get through it. I believe that He's not done yet. I believe God's got some good things up His sleeve. I believe that, you know what? Like I said earlier, 2020 is coming to an end. 2021's happening. This whole thing's just not going to disappear tomorrow night at the strike of midnight. But I do believe that it's up to us on how we're going to go into 2021. I believe that we can have a great year, even in the midst of turmoil. I believe that we can be blessed, even in the midst of, you know, unsureness and confusion. I'm sure we can have a great time. I'm sure we can be blessed. I'm sure we can walk in health and divine healing. I'm sure we can be protected by God. Why? Because the Word of God says so. Now you might be watching this tonight and you'd be like, well, what in the world is he talking about? Well, I'm just speaking from my heart tonight and just telling you how I feel, just a few notes I wrote down. You know, when you're walking with God, God's going to walk with you, and you can go through the trial, you can go through that tribulation, and you can walk through it because you've already got the victory. Because the battle belongs to the Lord, and He's got us. Transitions and changes are not always fun, but when we let God do His thing, boy, it can get real exciting real quick. So, 2021, what are we going to do about it? Well, we're going to keep moving forward. So first off, we're going to learn to forgive. We're going to make sure that we have forgiveness in our heart. That we're not going to be holding on to that bitterness. We're not going to be holding on to those the jealousy or the hurt or the whatever it is that we're holding on to. We're going to get rid of those things. Second of all, we're going to forget. We're going to forget about the past. We're going to chalk it up to education. You can't change the past. And we're going to move forward from that. We're going to learn that God, we're going to forget those negative things, and we're going to replace it with the things of God. And then thirdly, what we're going to do going into 2021, we're going to faith it. No matter what situation, no matter what scenario is facing us, we're going to faith it. Amen? We're going to trust in God. 2020 was different. 2021 is going to be a ride as well. But we're going to do it with Jesus. We're going to do it with God. Scripture tells me, if God is for me, who can be against me? So ladies and gentlemen, tonight, you know, we need to make that decision that we're going to be walking with God, that we're going to be trusting in Him, that we're going to allow Him to move in our lives, to do what needs to be done, that He's going to bless us, He's going to provide for us, He's going to look after me and you. Amen? So this year, it's going to be exciting. It's going to be exciting. I'm just going to pray for everybody right now. But first off, before we do that, if you're watching and this is, you know what, you need Jesus in your life, or you need to do a rededication to make sure things are on track, or you're just feeling, you've been feeling stressed out about stuff and you need to deal with some of this stuff. You need to do some forgiveness, or you need to forget some the past that you've been holding on to, and you're having trouble putting faith in on scenarios or your situations. Well, tonight I want to pray for you. I want to pray with you. So if you're watching, you need to make Jesus king of your life, number one, and you want God to help you through this stuff. I just want you to pray this prayer after me. Say, Jesus, tonight I give you my life. Take all of me. I'm done carrying this all by myself. I need you in my life. I need your strength. I need your wisdom. I need you. Lord, I thank you for your love. I thank you for your power. And I thank you for coming for me. So tonight, Lord, I commit myself to you 100%. And I thank you, Father, for what you're doing. Amen. Amen. Well, you prayed that prayer. You go ahead and let us know. We want to hear from you. They're there standing by on the computer. And you can chat away with Miss Anita there. She's chatting with people there. But also, I just want to encourage you that this year, this is going to be a good year. No matter what the world might be saying, no matter what type of things might be going on, you know, it might be fire-breathing seagulls come out of nowhere. I don't know what's going to happen, you know. There might be an egg shortage or something. I don't know. But you know what? We don't need to be stressing out because God's got us. And so, I declare this going to be a fun year. 2021 is going to be a fun year, no matter what happens, because we're going to have good attitudes. And we're going to go into this thing, and we're going to do what God wants us to do. I believe the church is going to grow. I believe people are going to see miracle signs and wonders happen in their lives. I believe that people are going to have increase in their lives. Doesn't matter what's going on around us, God's people will be blessed. Amen? If you believe that, shout amen where you're at. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Well, guys, it's been wonderful talking to you. We wish you all a happy new year from all of us here at the church. And if you want to get your donations in still, your offerings, you got till tomorrow at 11:59:59 to get them in by e-transfer. Amen, if you want to do that, or you can drop them off in the mailbox here at the front of the church as well. So we love you, we're praying for you, and thank you for tuning in. And we'll see you all on Sunday morning online. And stay tuned to Facebook pages and all that stuff for any more updates about what's been going on with the lockdown and all that fun stuff. All right, guys, God bless you all. We love you. We're praying for you. Have a great evening. Amen.